This episode was recorded on August 3rd, 2023. And thank you again for coming to the podcast. This is Begin the Search. Coming up, I'm going to be talking about some of the things that BTS members have released since they began their Chapter 2 activities and solo projects. And I think that you'll enjoy it. So thank you so much. Stay tuned, please. I'm a person who loves some downtime, for sure. But I also like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving and stuff like that. So whichever type of listener you are, again, thank you so much for coming here. And let's go ahead and get started. Here's Begin the Search. Hello, BTS Army. Welcome back. Today is August 3rd, and I'm in the United States. Hello to all of the listeners in various parts of the world. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. It means a lot. And July completely passed us by. I cannot believe we're already in the third summer month. Well, I'm sitting in my car. I guess it's just my favorite place to record, or it's my default place to record, because it's the only place that I don't have my two kitties meowing and wanting to spend time with me, and the only place where I don't have like a fan going in the window or my dryer or my washer on or different things like that. I used to have birds. I used to have to wait until the birds would not be too loud to record. Very sadly, we lost both of those birds this spring. And I remember when I was trying to record my feelings about how Map of the Soul, the tour, got canceled way back in the beginning of 2020, I was recording and the birds kept on chirping happily and squawking. And I remember how I had to pause a lot and then I was trying to talk a little bit quieter. The car ends up being a better place to record. Since I don't have enough rooms in my apartment to actually make a recording space, Jungkook recently, he was sick on his during his promotions. I believe during Good Morning America, it was raining when he was promoting Seven. It was, it was raining and there were a lot of armies and people who showed up and there were umbrellas and stuff. And I think he might have gotten sick right after that, because he came on a Weverse Live and he was like congested or stuffy, or maybe, I don't know if he had a cough. Also, Yoongi during his tour sometime around, I'm not sure, I'll probably get it totally wrong. I don't know if it was around, did he go to Jakarta for a couple days? I can't remember where he went. I didn't keep track. I didn't memorize the tour schedule or anything like that, but somewhere around Bangkok or Jakarta or somewhere, I'm so sorry if I got the wrong cities and the wrong areas, but he got sick and he kept on coughing and clearing his throat when he came on alive. So I'm not saying that I deserve the love, attention, and trust and admiration that BTS does, but hopefully you see, like, it's okay for people to have a scratchy voice. It's okay for people to come on a public platform and have their throat, you know, or whatever, like sound a little bit stuffy or a little congested or a little bit muffled, whatever it is when these wonderful bodies of ours get sick. We can be grateful, so grateful during those times for all the other times when we don't feel sick, for all the other times when we feel very well. So let's give some love to all the people who are listening who don't feel well, people with chronic or acute symptoms, people who are going through things, and then let's just all together right now in our minds and in our hearts and, you know, in our whole selves, just feel grateful for those times when we are not sick, when we feel just ready to take on the things we need to take on in life, ready to face the tasks and events and essential things that we must do and the things that we want to do. And let's just be grateful that we have a body, that we can breathe, that we can see, if we do have our gift of vision, the gift of sight, whatever you call it. No, not the gift of sight. Sometimes people think that means like seeing into the future. I know there are some armies that are wheelchair bound and some armies that are on bed rest. Let's just send love up to all of those armies. Let's send love to all the people in the world who are handicapped or paralyzed. Let's give a lot of love to them and a lot of compassion. And a shout out to all of you guys who are just making it day to day to day, who are doing your best. The only times I've ever made notes for this podcast are when I was sharing with you guys how I felt about Map of the Soul on the Experience, that live concert that we had to pay for that was online streaming. I want to say it was in the fall of 2020. I don't remember if it was October that year or November, but I turned off all the lights in my house and I wrote notes on a notepad or in a notebook. I wrote like how I felt about how they looked and how I felt about the songs and the whole production, the stage, and everything that went into it. I filled up so many pages. It was a rather small notebook, but I just kept on writing in the dark. I couldn't see what I was writing. At times I wrote over my words. At times I only wrote a few lines on a page because I wanted my eyes on the screen, right? So I was just writing while looking at the screen. And then I read through the notes later, and surprisingly, a lot of them made sense. There's so much that I have not commented on. Like, we could go all the way back to the year 2021, and there's stuff that I didn't comment on, because I feel like, was that the year that they did the BTS meal and the two chicken, like the chicken, the two dipping sauces at McDonald's? I did that episode. I didn't have any notes for almost all of the podcasts that I mean the episodes. I keep saying podcasts when I mean episode. Basically, I'm just gabbing. I'm just talking. I'm just flying off of whatever comes to my mind, and I'm just talking, and I don't have notes, and I should, but then you guys would hear, like, the crackling of paper while I'm going over what I want to talk about. But I wanted to kind of fill in some of the gaps of things I did not talk about, and there have been so many. So, unless I want this to be like a 2-hour recording, which I don't, we might be here a while, but I guess I'll just talk and see what I want to fill in. Cause if we're going way back to 2021, I'm probably going to get it wrong. You guys, I'll probably mention something that actually happened in 2022. But it's going to be okay. I'm human. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to know everything. I just love BTS so much, and I am always going to reach back to that time when I found BTS and when I dived in so deep, and I stayed up until 6 in the morning after starting watching BTS content around 6:30 the night before. I stayed up almost those 12 hours watching videos and that back then. So this is in June 2019. I didn't know how old they were. I couldn't tell like all their faces and match their names with their faces. I think it's so weird now, and I know I've mentioned this before, but I at that time could not tell Jin and Jungkook apart. That is so weird to me. And I think I even couldn't even tell Jimin apart from their faces, because now they all look so distinctive. Like, they have so many different features that don't look like each other at all. And unless they're moving really fast and dressed very similar up on stage or in a practice video, it's really easy to know who is who. So, but way back then, I was just so enthralled with what I was seeing on my computer screen. And it wasn't so much watching their performances, because the content that I found first was not their performances. It was not their professional stuff. It was not their releases and their media and, you know, all of their well-practiced and polished things. It was the crack videos, the shipping videos. I'm not a fan of shipping. I don't ship, like, romantically anyone in BTS. I ship them all as brothers, as friends, as family, as best pals. That's just what I've chosen to do. And anyone who records with me eventually as a guest or as a fellow Army on this podcast, I'm hoping that I will only attract the people that also don't ship romantically, because that's not our business. And I'm not admitting one way or the other that I think. I'll just be completely honest with you in public about what I think. I don't think that the BTS members are in romantic relationships with each other. And even if they were, it wouldn't be my business. But I love them no matter what they do, no matter what they, like who they spend time with. And it's not my business. And it's not my right to try to dictate to them what they do or who they spend their time with or how they spend their time or who they're connected to going forward. I'm not going to get too heavy on this, but I am going to mention something. It relates to my mom. When she passed away, I inherited a portion of her trust fund. And I really didn't want any of it. I didn't want to touch a single penny of it. I was very bitter. I was very upset. I was very, like, brokenhearted. And I thought, if I use this money, then that's kind of like me saying that I am okay with her passing away, and I was not okay with it. It happened very suddenly. I don't know if it was supposed to happen. You know, you hear that people will say, we'll die when we're supposed to die. You know, our life is over when it's supposed to be over. I don't really believe that that's true for every person. I might believe that there is a time appointed for every person to die, but I believe that people can die before that appointed time, if that makes sense. So I really don't want to talk heavily on death and beliefs and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is I did not want to spend even 1 cent, 1 penny of that money, because I wanted that money to be what she would use to keep her alive. She did have health problems. She was not doing super great, but she wasn't dying. And so I felt like, to me, if I spent that portion of the money that I got from her, that I was going to just be spending the money that she should have spent to help keep her alive. And I have quite a few siblings, so it would have kept her alive for a long time. It would have helped her thrive. It would have helped her go through rehabilitation after she had a stroke. It would have paid for different things that she needed while she got back on her feet after. And I just felt really upset. I was like, I don't want to spend this money. Yes, I need a car. My car was falling apart. I needed a new car. I needed a washer and dryer. I was so tired of buying washers that just kept on, like, breaking on me after 1 year. And if there's anything that I'm grateful for, it's having a place to wash my laundry properly inside my own home. I know a lot of you guys have to go somewhere else to do your laundry. Maybe some of you have to do it by hand. Hopefully that's not the case. I have had to do my laundry by hand before. I've had to make my own laundry soap with bar soap and essential oil. I've had to boil laundry in a big pot on the stove. As I'm looking at this lump sum of money, I'm like, I don't want to spend it. That should have been my mom's, but my mom is not here now. And I think that she would want me to be successful. And I think that she would want me to take care of my needs and do the things I need to do to continue going farther in life and improving in life. So first I bought myself a laptop because I thought I can't do my work and my networking and all that stuff and studying and improving and, like, getting more training or whatever I need to do, social media, marketing, whatever, if I don't have a laptop, because I can't do every single thing from my phone. Also, I was planning on writing a book. I am still planning on writing a couple books, but I haven't finished any of them. And I was planning on doing a blog. There's things I was planning on doing. I was going to do a YouTube channel. I did a YouTube channel, but it wasn't about BTS because I didn't know about BTS at the time. So anyway, I got myself a laptop, and then I thought, oh, wow, I still have a lot of this money. Let's not touch this money. Let's just leave it there. Don't do anything with it. But then my car broke, so then I had to buy a car, and that took care of more than half of the funds that were remaining. And then I purchased a washer and dryer. And pretty soon I was looking at, I barely have any money left now. And I just felt like so sad. Like every time I bought something, I would just cry. Instead of being excited, I felt so like guilty and sad and regretful, just thinking this is the money that should have helped my mom stay alive. I did spend a little bit of the money. I said bunny. It sounded like some of the money on my Map of the Soul concert tickets. And I was going to go two nights in a row in April 2020 in California. And so that's the fund that I used for that purchase. And then, and I felt like, you know, I deserve to have something that touches my heart. I'm going to allow myself this gift. It's because of my mom. It's because she lived and it's because she died that I now have this money that can help me see BTS in person. And so I purchased those tickets. And then the concert got taken away from BTS and from all of us. The tour got taken away. So it was a really hard year. Of course, we've all had a hard time since the pandemic. Since it started, since it supposedly ended. I mean, we're not in a pandemic anymore. People don't seem that concerned by the coronavirus or different strains of the coronavirus anymore. Some people are still terrified of it, and I understand. Our world did still change. There's a lot different. And I'm not going to say I'm grateful that the pandemic happened. I'm not grateful for that. Yes, a lot of good things came because we were in lockdown. We had stuff like D2, right? We had Suga's second solo or mixtape, whatever. We had D2, we had Daejeon, and we had Dynamite and a lot of other things that BTS was able to do, including B, including Life Goes On and stuff like that. That wouldn't have happened without being in lockdown, without being in a pandemic. So I am grateful that some people in life got to go farther, like the BTS members. Some of them worked on things that they normally wouldn't have gotten to work on during that time. Did the first In the Soup happen during the pandemic? I feel like it might have. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember when it happened, but Yoongi said that he was pursuing painting for a while, and he did like 3 painting lives on YouTube, and then other things happened that they were able to focus on during the lockdown and stuff. So it's great that people use their time and their energy and their abilities to pursue a different talent or skill when the world is forced to stay at home or stay, you know, in close quarters, like close to the people that they're always with, rather than going out and spreading with everyone else and mixing with everybody else socially. You can get a lot done when you are confined to a small area where you want to focus on specific skills and hobbies and gifts and talents. And so, I don't know, just kudos to everybody who did choose to use that time really well. There's probably a lot of us who thought they were going to do a lot of big things during that time and then actually just kind of frittered the time away and didn't end up doing anything useful with it. I know I started the podcast in 2019 before the pandemic, but it wasn't very long before. And I could have recorded regularly that entire time, but I didn't. And I do regret that. I also regret not exercising more during that time, not like experimenting with different recipes and different ways to eat to change my diet. I wish that I would have spent time learning some dances so that I could at least feel more confident and comfortable dancing to mostly K-pop, because that's pretty much what I listen to. I do listen to some Korean artists besides boy bands. My time is spent listening to BTS I will listen to TXT sometimes. I'll listen to NHYPEN sometimes. I'll listen to ATEEZ sometimes. And then I have about four non-boy band artists that I like to listen to. One is Eric Nam. He's coming here actually to my state this fall on his tour. And I have not purchased a ticket because I don't have spending money for concerts right now. Just like always, pretty much. But I really hope that I will get to go see him. I hope something will change and that I'll actually be able to go to his concert. And then I just found out last night, which made me very happy but very upset. The Rose is coming here in the fall as well. And I'm like, I wanted to go see Eric Nam last time he was here. He was here a year ago, I think. I don't think it was 2 years ago. But there were so many people who went to his concert and didn't know who he was. They just saw a Korean artist. They saw a handsome guy who dances, guy who sings music, and he's from Korea, so let's go. And there were a lot of ARMYs who went but did not know who he was, had never heard of him before, or maybe had heard of him but didn't know anything about his music. And one of the first things he said at the concert was, a lot of you guys don't know who I am, but maybe after tonight you will know who I am. And I was just thinking, I've been listening to Eric Nam for a few years, and I didn't get to go to this concert. And I just felt like, oh, like, so disappointed and frustrated. Why can't I change my situation? Why can't I have concert funds, you know? Why can't I go to BTS when they're only 5 hours away in Las Vegas? I just feel very disappointed, discouraged, down, bummed, depressed, all of that. I'm not going to get into tons of it, but what I thought was, I've got to find a way to go see Eric Nam, because if I do, that's going to show other Korean artists that they have fans here and that they should come here and that we do have venues. We even have some stadiums in this state. We have stadiums, like two stadiums, I believe, or maybe even three within an hour of where I live, and lots of other venues and concert halls and stuff. So I really want to see Eric Nam. I know it's not too late. Hopefully, I don't think his show is sold out. I think there are a few ARMYs who bought like four tickets and might still have a couple left. And then the Rose just barely released their pre-sale, I believe, their tickets a day or two ago, or maybe that's actually going to happen on August 7th. Right now, like I said, it's August 3rd. So I might be able to pull off getting not the best seats, but I really want to go to both of those concerts. I did have a little stash of $200 put away that did not come from my income. So I might use that $200 to buy tickets if I can. I wanted to talk about some of the things that I had missed or that I hadn't discussed with you guys. Stuff that BTS did before they began their solo activities. And I never really even talked about that one. Was it a dinner that they had? Or was it a meal that they had where they announced that BTS Chapter 1 was at its end and BTS Chapter 2 was about to begin and Jin was going to go to the military and all that. I never talked about my feelings about that. I didn't really want to dwell on that kind of stuff, but I'm sure I will over the next few recordings. I'm sure I will talk about some of that. I think that needs to be an episode all by itself because I feel like in Chapter 2 so far, there's a lot of ARMYs who are incredibly entertained and happy, and they feel very satisfied with the stuff that's been released by the members. And I don't know if I'm in the unpopular opinion, but I have not been as excited about all the things that the members are releasing alone. And I think when I say that, I mean it's not BTS, you know. It's the individual, it's the BTS member that we love is releasing his own stuff, his own music, his own choreography, his own, you know, the things that he wants to say, the things on his mind and heart. First, we had J-Hope, who went to Lollapalooza and he did a full concert with something like 18 or 19 songs. He took a couple BTS songs. I think he did Butter and or Dynamite and Chicken Noodle Soup. And then I can't remember if he did a couple of his like BTS solo songs. I don't remember. I guess he probably did Ego, but I can't remember. I did watch it. It was on Hulu. But I do not remember what he performed besides Chicken Noodle Soup and his Jack in the Box songs and a couple, maybe one or two or something from his Hope World. I am a fan of J-Hope. I love Hobie so much, but his solo stuff hasn't excited me as much as what he releases as BTS. So, with saying that, I don't want to get hate for that. Like, I don't think that every single release that an artist launches or releases, I don't think that every single thing they do needs to be something that we are a diehard fan of. I don't think I need to be obsessed with every single thing that BTS as a group or the members as solo artists are going to be releasing. I think it's okay for me to say that I love certain things and don't love other certain things, or that I like some things and some I feel like are just not my taste or for me. That's okay. BTS is not releasing their music and their dance and their products to make me happy. They're not doing it for that reason. They are doing it because they love music, because they love to perform, because they want to share what they have with the world, and they know that and hope that a lot of people, or at least some people, will really like it. RM, when he released Indigo, he released it at a time when it was going to be too late to be counted as something major on the charts. And he knew that, but he still wanted to release it at that time anyway. Guess what? I love Indigo. I don't love every single song on it, but I love that album. I love it. I didn't get to purchase it because I didn't have spending money at the time. Again, probably not popular opinion. I'm probably one of the few in this, but I don't love songs that have explicit language in them. It's not like, oh, I won't listen to it because it's got swearing in it. It is, I prefer not to have those words in there. I prefer not to have the sensual and sexual phrases in there. Like a lot of interviewers and a lot of article writers and stuff, they'll call it playful and cute when there's sexual content, when there's like graphic phrases and stuff, as in Seven featuring Lotto. Those kinds of phrases and that kind of imagery that the words are painting or telling us is not cute and playful to me. That's adult to me. That's adult content. That is sexual content. That is personal and private between people who are doing that. And so I don't love it when an artist puts it in a song. I just don't think it's like cute. I don't think it's something that I want to be hearing about. It's not that I don't like sex and sexual content and all that. I think it's just when the artists that I really enjoy and love put it in their music and just talk about it like it's whatever, like it's just another part of every day and stuff, which is fine. It is normal. It is stuff that people do, humans do. That is a natural part of life. And it's not something that I'm embarrassed about. It's not something that I'm like squeamish about, but I just don't prefer it in songs. I don't prefer it in music. So if a BTS member became an actor and was going to be featured in a drama or a movie or a project that had sexual scenes in it, I wouldn't want to watch that. That's just not who they are to me. They're not sex symbols and they're not people that I want to see doing things that I think should be private like that. So there are certain releases and certain songs that the BTS members have collabed in or been involved in that have not been my favorites for those reasons, because of language and because of the sexual content. I have listened to everything that the members have released since they began chapter 2. And there's just things that I like more than others. I know I'm saying a lot, but I'm just trying to choose my words carefully so that I don't... I'm trying not to offend people. So I'm sorry I'm saying a lot, but I'm not going to take the time to edit this episode. So I guess I'm just going to have to release it with my ums. But I'll say, so first we had J-Hope, Jack in the Box. I really, really like some of the songs on that album. And I think he did great. And there's another I think that he had things that he wanted to talk about. Hobie wanted to release his thoughts and his feelings. And that was the music that was standing out to him at the time. So he released it, and I'm proud of him. I did not purchase Jack in the Box. I barely do purchase albums. I have a few, and two armies gave me, one army gave me Map of the Soul 7, and one army gave me, there I'm going with again, shoot, didn't want to do that. That same army gave me a Love Yourself Tear, and then her mom asked for it back. I don't know why her mom asked for it back, but this girl was, I think, 17, almost 18. Maybe she had just turned 18. She's about to go to college. I don't know, like, whose income she was spending for BTS merch and everything, but it seemed like she had a lot of merch, and it seemed like she wanted to share it with me because we talked about BTS, and I felt like we bonded over it, and she asked me, which BTS album is your favorite? So I told her, Love Yourself Tear, and she ended up giving it to me. She said she had several albums, and her mom asked for me to give it back to her. So I did, and that was fine and stuff. And the thing is, I had Target gift cards, so I was able to go and buy myself a Love Yourself Tear album with those gift cards. So why was I going there? Oh yeah, I was saying which albums I have. I bought the first ENHYPEN album. I even forgot what it's called, but I've never opened it. It's still in its box because I'm buying these to collect them and not to play them, because I can stream the music on Spotify and stuff like that. So I'm buying them to have them and to like enjoy them as a collection and not to wear them out and use the CDs in my car and going over bumps and making them skip and getting scratched. I'm not interested in ruining them like that. And then I have two Map of the Soul Persona albums because two armies gave them to me. I think I was part of a gift exchange on Twitter where an army mailed me a Map of the Soul Persona album. And then I forgot what else. I don't know if I bought another one or if another person mailed me one. I think that might be what happened, because I ended up being given two. Excuse me. During 2020, I think it was. So I'm really grateful to have those. And then I have a B album, and I have a Map of the Soul 7, and I used another Target gift card, and I got what's Yoongi's new album? D-Day, right? So I got one of those, and I'm really happy about that. So that's my collection of albums. But I don't go out buying a bunch of albums. Just like, I'd rather save my money for BTS concerts. And so most of the albums that I have come from gift cards or other people giving them to me. So where was I going with that? I have no idea what took me on that track. Oh yeah, I was telling you that I did not buy Jack in the Box, and it's not because I don't want Jack in the Box, it's that I just really don't buy albums, because I don't have the spending money for them. And just a second, I need to see if someone sent me a message that I need to be concerned about. Okay, I saw that I had a text, and I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something that was about my voice lesson today, and it wasn't. So moving forward, then we had The Astronaut, and we had a whole promotion with activities and Jin and The Astronaut. And yes, it was a single. It was great single. I love The Astronaut. I love the MV. I loved seeing Jin going to Argentina and performing on stage with Coldplay. I watched that video several times and I cried. It was super cute, super sweet. Jin is just a special, special guy. He is such a... He's so cool. He's so... Not just cool, but he's just a special, warm-hearted guy. And I know I didn't talk about Jack in the Box enough. I think I will want to. My favorite song on Jack in the Box, just sorry I'm going back and forth here, is Equals Sign. I love that song. I love hearing Hobie sing in falsetto. When he performed that, I don't remember where he performed it. Was it at the New Year's Rockin' Eve or something? I feel like he performed that there, and it was so cool to see him singing that high part in Equals Sign. And he also went on IU's palette and performed it, or no, IU performed that song. And then he performed one of hers. Anyway, it's the part where he goes, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. I love that part, and I love that song. I really like Arson. It's very catchy. I love how he goes, boom, 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 ba da dun 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 da da da. I don't even know the words, but I like that song. And then Safe Zone, Safety Zone, whatever it's called. I don't even remember all the tracks from his album, but it's a worthy album, good solid album, kind of dark and heavy for me in certain parts. So if I had the money or a gift card, I would have purchased it because I want to have all of their albums. Or most of them. I don't think I would buy Seven. I don't think I would buy Seven featuring Latto because it's not my favorite song. And I don't really like the material in the song. I don't really like the content of it. But I love hearing JK singing it. I love seeing him dance it. I love hearing his voice. I love, you know, it is a fun and catchy song, but the actual content of the song, it's not my favorite thing. So there's certain things that I don't love so much. And I know I'm jumping around. So first we had Lollapalooza, J-Hope, Jack in the Box, his whole release. Then we had The Astronaut. I listened to The Astronaut a whole bunch of times. I didn't purchase anything with, is his name Watto or something like that? The little astronaut plushie guy. Super cute. I didn't purchase any merch. I don't have funds for merch. I don't have funds for concerts, so that means I don't have funds for merch. Because if I'm going to spend my money on something, it's going to be concerts first. Seeing BTS in real life, that is my goal. That's what I need to do. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm aching to do. So I will be spending my money on that before I'm spending money on plushies and keychains and hoodies and blankets and towels and bathrobes and bags and cute stuff that is for these promotions that the BTS members are, you know, releasing and launching and all that stuff. So, really loved The Astronaut. And then we had JK doing Dreamers at the FIFA World Cup. That's it. And he was super cool. I loved his outfit. I loved his hair. I loved his dancing. There wasn't a ton of dancing, but he got to dance with the people there in Qatar. And I'm going to mess up the pronunciation of the person that he sang with and performed with, so I won't say his name, but I really liked him as well. I loved the smile on that man's face. I loved his confidence. I loved his outfit, the traditional wardrobe that he was wearing, and his voice was amazing and the mixing was great. I know that Jungkook said he wasn't super pleased with his performance. I don't know if I am a voice teacher and I have perfect pitch, so I don't know if he was referring to maybe there was something in his in-ears or in the monitors or in the mixing or something that he noticed that he sounded a little bit flat when he sang, just a little bit under pitch in a couple spots. But he looked and sounded still very great. Like, singing live is something hard to do. Singing and dancing at the same time is not easy. When you're nervous or excited, that can affect how your pitch goes. So it could either go sharp or flat. singing just over or just under pitch. A lot of things can go wrong. There were fans everywhere. There were people everywhere. There was a big, like a Qatar, I don't know if it's like the mascot or what it is, but it was like a big, looked like a cute little ghost flying around actually, but it wasn't a ghost. It was just like big white linen, beautiful material sheets, whatever, on these big poles that was suspended or whatever above the people that were performing down on the soccer field. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the, like the traditional outfit, like the headpiece and all that stuff. I don't know what that's called. And I don't know what the outfit is called. And I don't even know what the people in Qatar are called who live there and are proud to be from that nation and everything. They should be proud. And it was great that they could have the FIFA World Cup there. It was great that they wanted to invite several artists there and that Jungkook was one of them that was featured. So I was really proud of him to be part of that. And his promotion actually for that seemed really short. It almost seemed too short. There was an MV that we got. It was fun. It was like bright colored and tons of good energy. And I like the song and I've listened to it many, many times. And I really like the voice of the man that he collaborated with on that. The guy that was featured on that. That man has a really nice sounding voice, and when I see him singing it, he's got this wonderful smile. His eyes are smiling, his face is smiling, he looks at peace. He looks like he accepts everybody and loves people in the world and is not prejudiced against any culture or any group. So I felt like that was a really uplifting, inspiring, and a feel-good release that happened. A feel-good project is great. I'm really happy that Jungkook did it. And so that takes us then to Indigo, which I've started to talk about a few minutes back. I love Indigo. I love that Namjoon put so many songs in it. He put so many songs in it. And it's nice and long. Just when you are getting about halfway through, you could have this feeling that you're like, oh, I don't want it to end. This is so good. But the cool thing is you still have half of the album left with songs to enjoy. And I'm not going to go through every single track right now, but I love Indigo and I listen to it quite often. Usually when I'm doing the dishes or cleaning my kitchen or cooking, I'll listen to it. And my favorite songs on there are number one, Wildflower. Absolutely love that song. When I watched the MV, I was in awe. It was beautiful. And when I saw his live at Rolling Hall on YouTube, I've watched that 3 or 4 times. And I've watched the Wildflower segment more than that. And when I watch it with the headphones on, oh, I just start crying. It's beautiful. It is so cool to have Eugene come out on stage with him. And they do that together. It's such a great... That is going to be all for the first half, or at least the first segment of my Filling in the Gaps series. This might be a series of 2 episodes, or it might be 3, because I'm trying to fill in the gaps of everything that BTS has done since I kind of stopped posting or publishing episodes here on the podcast. So let's go ahead and close for now. This has been Begin the Search. It is a podcast inspired by my love and my admiration for BTS. And I am an ARMY and I absolutely love it. And I love connecting with ARMYs from around the world. I love seeing you guys and hearing from you. So thank you so much for coming here and listening. And I'm going to go ahead and publish this, and then I'm going to record and publish the second segment of it. It might end up being 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 segments, because there's a lot that BTS has done that I haven't commented on or shared my thoughts and feelings on. So this part about talking about Indigo that RM released is going to be the concluding part of this segment, of this episode, and then it's going to be the opening part of the next episode. So again, thank you for coming here, and hopefully you'll come back and join me again. Hopefully I've got something to share that you like to listen to or you like to relate to or can relate to. And if you feel like anything that I've shared is something that someone you know could get some cheer or some comfort from, or any type of like love or understanding from, please go ahead and share it with them so that it can maybe make a difference in someone's life. That is my ultimate goal. All right, thank you so much. Begin the search. This is Kay at Kathos TV in Twitter. And if you want to look me up there, you can find me there for sure. It's spelled at Kaethos TV. And I'll see you guys really soon.